Hello to you. Welcome to another action-packed episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, your hostess, and this week we've got a virtual smorgasbord full of EE goodness to throw your way. So loosen up your belt and get comfy. We're getting stuffed. First up, let's talk about components. The goods. The stuff under the hood. This week, my first guest is Lynn Terrell from Avnet, and we're talking about the biggest trends driving the global supply chain. We'll look at the risks you should take head on and the others you should leave by the wayside. Let's go. Hi, Lynn. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Amelia. It's nice to be here.
So, Lynn, let's talk about the global supply chain. Now, what do you see driving global electronics supply this year?
This year, I think it's going to be a pretty exciting year. We're certainly seeing that the cloud is driving the supply chain for storage, and we expect demand for storage devices that enable cloud solutions, as well as servers to drive demand throughout the next year. And certainly consumer electronics is continuing to grow and will drive demand. So I'm sensing there's going to be a pretty exciting year from both of those channels for increased demand in the electronic supply chain.
All right, Lynn, let's talk about supply chain risk. Now, it's not something most people want to talk about, but it definitely exists in our world today. Now, what do you think keeps supply chain professionals from addressing these risks head on?
You know, I don't think it's as much of a matter of supply chain professionals not addressing risks. It's more about the multiple risks that can impact the supply chain and how they are continuously changing. An example is most supply chain professionals understand the risk that counterfeit parts can have on their production line, as well as their brand's reputation, and they work to develop sourcing strategies and supplier evaluation criteria to mitigate that risk. But I noted on my supply chain predictions for 2015 the increased threat of supply chain security. And in that case, it's a bit more difficult to develop strategies to address that risk, as it is very much multidimensional, with everything so interconnected and new threats on the rise, including counterfeits and cyber espionage. It's more challenging to address that type of risk. And in fact, multiple strategies of protecting supply chain must be employed to protect those assets.
Sure, that definitely makes sense. So where do you think Avnet fits in the global supply chain?
Frankly, I think we fit everywhere. Design chain, supply chain, upstream, downstream, local, regional, global, we participate in all of those areas. And I think our role is more critical in today's supply chain than ever before. As a franchise distributor for over 300 suppliers and servicing 100,000 customers, we have a very unique view into the electronics industry's end-to-end supply chain. And one of the benefits and services we provide are developing robust supply chain programs to help our customers mitigate the risk inherently involved in managing a supply chain. We're able to put different inventory models and financial models in place that are able to reduce risk and guarantee continuity of supply. And I think that is a big benefit that we provide to our customers in our role in the global supply chain.
What do you think my audience can do as engineers to make sure they're addressing each of these supply chain trends in their own organizations, in their own designs?
You know, it's interesting. I think I'd give advice similar to that I'd give my children, which is pick your friends carefully and prioritize your strategies carefully. And I think in many cases, when you're looking at supply chain risk and protecting that, scale is important. If you're not a large enough company, then it becomes that much more important who you're partnering with. As I said, you have to prioritize what those risks are and then work with partners that you trust that can help you mitigate those risks and develop robust supply chain strategies.
That absolutely makes sense, Lynn. Now, speaking of children, now I know you're a mom to two teenagers. Is that right?
That is correct.
What tidbit of advice could you give me as a mother to a mere 5-year-old son going forward?
You know, I actually think in work as in life, everything's a supply chain. I know one of the funny stories I had when I was traveling quite a bit, my husband had just said to make sure we had enough socks and underwear to get through the kids for the entire time I'd be gone, because frankly, I didn't want him to do the laundry. He doesn't sort like I'd like him to sort. So I kind of realized the success of a business trip included managing the supply chain for my children's socks and underwear while I would be out of town.
I love that answer. I'm going to remember that for the future. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Lynn. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was my pleasure as well. Thank you, Amelia.
All right, it's time to stroll down to another side of the EE buffet. I'm talking about design verification. My next guest this week is Yatin Trivedi, the general chair of this year's biggest design verification party, DVCon. Yatin is here to spill the beans on DVCon 2015. Check it out. Hi, Yatin. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, sure. Thank you very much for this opportunity to talk about DVCon.
All right, let's talk about DVCon. Now, what should my engineering audience expect from this year's show?
DVCon is more of a design and verification engineers networking event. It's a learning and education event. Those who have been to DVCon in the past, they would certainly find more of the same. Those who have not been to DVCon, I think they will find it a very close-knit community that has a great interaction opportunity.
Let's talk about some of the hot topics of this year's show. What do you think will be the most interesting, intriguing topics at this year's DVCon?
This year we have, just like in the past years, we continue to update the topics that are relevant to today's problems or solutions that are applicable to today's problems. So you will hear more of the verification methodology. You know, for example, UVM will still be talked about. We would obviously hear about the low power verification because low power remains the big issue. But compared to the previous years, for example, one of the new things that you're going to hear is the case studies or the use experiences from the actual users about what they have been able to do with UVM. So in the past, 4 or 5 years back, we had initial tutorials on UVM. That's because most of the community did not understand UVM. Last couple of years, we have done some advanced UVM. You know, here are the tips and techniques of what you can do. During this time, obviously, the community has been using UVM extensively, and now the users are going to share their experience of what have they really been able to do with UVM, and how should some of the new users, new design and verification engineers, be using it? How can they benefit from some of these exercises, and what they are planning to do going forward to get more benefit in the subsequent projects now that they have learned something from their own mistakes in the first, either the 1 or 2 projects that they have recently completed?
So earlier, I saw some really cool panel discussions at this year's show. Tell me about a couple of your favorites.
Right. So one panel is called Art or Science. And you know, the community has always recognized this, that there are obviously methodologies and the languages and the tools, you know, that everybody has access to. And that could be considered as the science part of it. But there is still the strategy and exactly how you're going to do the verification of your designs. In fact, how you're going to partition your design, you know, for verification. All of those are still art part of it. Also, how you're going to create a series of verification steps, and you know, whether you're going to collect coverage, whether you're going to go into some sort of prototyping and testing in the lab. All of these requirements need to be addressed broadly. So this panel, Art or Science, is going to be a wonderful discussion about those who really think about verification as an art and those who think about verification as a science. The other panel is whether System C will ever come out from the niche mode and become a mainstay or mainstream language for system designers. And again, there are multiple views on that, and that's what makes the panel a wonderful debate, and certainly hope that the audience would love this.
I think you're right. Okay, remind my audience, if they didn't know already, when and where is DVCon this year?
So this year's show is in San Jose at the DoubleTree Hotel. It will be March 2nd through 5th, Monday through Thursday. And in particular, Monday is Accelera Day. All of the Accelera standards are going to be talked about and the tutorials based on that. Thursday is the industry tutorial day, where all of the industry-sponsored tutorials will be presented. And then Tuesday, Wednesday are the actual technical sessions in terms of technical papers, posters, technical panels, and the keynote speech. And also Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we have the exhibit. So the exhibit floor is going to be another very attractive piece of the whole event.
All right, cool. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of verification, let's talk a little bit about mixed signal verification. Dun, dun, dun. I know, many of you are probably still struggling with MSVSD. But folks, mixed signal verification does not have to be a nightmare. And I'm here to say, let's banish that ugly mixed signal verification monster once and for all. But how are we going to do that? With an episode of Chalk Talk, that's how. And a lot of due diligence on our own part. Am I right, people? In our most recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled Mixed Signal Verification, The Long and Winding Road, Steve Carlson of Cadence Design Systems and I check out a whole new comprehensive approach to mixed signal system verification. Oh yes, and you won't want to miss this one. You can check out this episode by clicking the link below the player on this week's fish frying page by heading on over to the front page of eejournal.com. It's in the player on the right-hand side below the fold. Or by heading on over to YouTube, keyword eejournal. And hey, when you're there, you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. That way, each and every new episode of Chalk Talk will be automatically delivered right to your inbox. How cool is that? Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EEJournal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very own Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's fish frying page, you can also grab our fish frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. And hey, remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's fish frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of February 20th, 2015, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.